Good afternoon, and welcome to KILJ's Focus Program. I'm Lisa Grillo. Every Sunday, we bring you an in-depth look at interesting events, news, and information. The weather dominated the news this past week with multiple storms, including severe thunderstorms, strong winds, and damage across the state of Iowa. Locally, southeast Iowa recorded around an inch of rain, depending on where you're at, on Friday afternoon and evening. The National Weather Service sent out multiple severe weather alerts, and flash flooding was real. The Waco Community School District Junior and Senior High School sustained damage during storms that moved through the area on Tuesday, April the 14th. District leaders notified families that the school had experienced storm-related damage. Out of an abundance of caution, access to the building was restricted while crews began assessing the extent of the damage and working to ensure the facility was safe. Despite the damage, school officials reported that classes were still held on Wednesday. KILJ's Slayton Swords has more from the storm that slammed into the Wayland area.
Acts of bravery are being recognized following severe weather that struck during a high school soccer match Tuesday evening in Wayland. A tornado moved through the area during the match between Danville, New London, and Waco, causing damage in and around the community. Team officials said players and coaches quickly shifted their focus from the game to safety, helping guide spectators and others to shelter as the storm approached. The team expressed appreciation to Waco staff members who assisted during the emergency, noting that cooperation between schools helped ensure everyone reached safety. Officials reported that no injuries occurred during the incident. During the commotion, a Danville student-athlete went above and beyond to assist someone in danger. It was shared on social media that a Waco student with a broken leg was struggling to reach shelter when a Danville student stepped in. The student, identified as Ethan Jones, lifted the injured student onto his shoulder and carried him to safety as the tornado moved through the area. Team leaders praised the actions of the athletes, calling them brave and commending their willingness to help others in the face of danger.
The week ahead is bringing warmer temperatures, sunshine, and some calm after the storm. The city of Mount Pleasant continues to welcome growth, and that includes a major expansion project at the Mount Pleasant Municipal Airport. Officials reported significant progress on the expansion over the past 2 weeks. The expansion, led by the City of Mount Pleasant, includes construction of 8 new T-hangars designed for smaller aircraft, along with one large corporate hangar to help meet growing demand. Currently, the airport can house 26 planes, but officials say there's a waiting list of more than 20 additional aircraft, highlighting the need for expanded facilities. The project represents a significant economic development investment for the region. The city was awarded $2.6 million in grant funding from the Iowa Department of Transportation and the Federal Aviation Administration. The city also contributed $550,000, bringing the total project cost to approximately $3.15 million. The project is expected to support local aviation needs and encourage economic growth in the Mount Pleasant area for years to come. The Henry County Board of Supervisors have had a lot on their meeting agendas, including several items pertaining to the Henry County Attorney's Office. KILJ's Allison Jacobs reports.
A series of leadership changes and personnel decisions continue to impact the Henry County Attorney's Office following multiple resignations, a special election, and recent terminations. Former Henry County Attorney Darren Stater resigned in February, just 2 weeks after Assistant County Attorney Blake Vieira stepped down. Those departures led to a special election for the vacant position in which Assistant County Attorney Abby Lichty faced challenger Becky Wilson. During the campaign, Wilson emphasized plans to restore the office to full staffing levels and identified prosecuting the county's pending cases as the main priority. Wilson won the election and was sworn in as Henry County Attorney on April 7th. On April 13th, the board approved the hiring of an outside part-time attorney to assist with outstanding Freedom of Information Act requests, citing ongoing staffing shortages within the office. Also on April 13th, Lichty was served a notice of termination, effective immediately. That same day, the Henry County Board of Supervisors approved an employee separation agreement for Assistant County Attorney Stephen Gabelhausen. Under the terms of the agreement, Gabelhausen will continue working through April 30th while receiving salary, accrued vacation, and benefits through July 31st, totaling approximately $26,400.
And a couple of other items to note. Officials with Drake University announced that the Cowles Library will host the personal and professional papers of Tom Vilsack. Vilsack served as the 40th governor of the state of Iowa and the 30th and 32nd United States Secretary of Agriculture. The materials trace Vilsack's early political career, including his time as mayor of Mount Pleasant from 1987 to 1992, through his two terms as Iowa governor from 1999 to 2007. And Henry County Public Health has appointed a new director. Dixie Moberg, a registered nurse, has been named the agency's new public health director. She will officially begin her role on May the 4th. KILJ Radio continues to be Southeast Iowa's information center. Tune in live or access us at KILJ.com. Stay informed and up to date on all of the latest in news, weather, and sports information. Thank you for joining KILJ Radio for this week's Focus program. I'm Lisa Grillo. Have a great week.